I'm Clayton Sampson. On today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we are joined by members of the PCM boys and girls cross country teams who qualified for the state meet at the state qualifier meet hosted by Pella Christian last Thursday.
Here with PCM senior cross country runner Abby Teeter after just qualifying for the state cross country meet here at the state qualifier at Pella Christian. Abby, just tell me what this means to you, qualifying for state cross country.
I think it means the world to me to do it with the girls. Like, I don't know, there's just a feeling how freshman year, like, we had just a program of kind of like, oh yeah, it's PCM, but like now, like, PCM is like, we are cross country, and I think it just means more than I can express.
You know, you did this your freshman year, now having a chance to do it this year after qualifying as a team last year. What does the just continued success mean to you?
It means a lot, because just knowing freshman year, like, I did it sophomore year, I was sick and didn't really have the, I had a chance, but it wasn't the best outcome. And then last year qualified with the team, it meant 1,000 times more. Like, yeah, freshman year qualifying as an individual is cool, but then you get to do it with seven other girls standing behind you, and that just means way more than you, so I could even express with words.
You know, you've had a really strong season all year long. You've been pretty consistent. Kind of what have you done, or what have you done, maybe anything different than you did in previous years to stay consistent all season?
Yeah, over the summer, I put in the most mileage I've ever put in over the summer, and I think, not that I before didn't make every workout count, but I think I realized that at some time it's going to come to an end, and senior year kind of led me to, like, actually understand what it means that it is going to come to an end, and why not go out with a bang, I guess.
Congrats, Abby.
Thank you.
Here with PCM's Lila Milani after just qualifying for state cross country meet here at Pella Christian. Lila, just talk about what this means to you.
Individually, qualifying, even though this season I've been struggling, like, with mental problems and my stomach has had some issues, I think that I'm very proud of myself for, like, pushing through, even though I'm going through hard times. And then as a team, I am, like, incredibly proud. Like, we showed others what we can do and how hard we've been working, and I think that what we did, we deserve it, and I'm really excited to show others what we can do at state too.
You know, you qualified as a freshman, then of course you guys went as a team last year, now qualifying again this year. What does it mean to now do this 3 years in a row?
It really is meaningful to me, like, seeing how far we've came as a team, especially, I think is very motivating, because I mean, we were good, but we've been together for 3 years now mostly, and we've been just improving and pushing and improving overall as a team, and our friendships really do bring us together and can help push us through hard times too.
Yeah, and you mentioned you've gone through some hard stuff this year and struggled a little bit at the beginning of the year. What was kind of the motivating factor to push through and get to now where you're at now?
I think what motivated me most was my team. Like, I'm not just doing this for myself, I'm also doing this for my team, so I have to hurt for them, and I have to push through for them, because my team does mean a lot to me.
What do you have to do as a team to hopefully do really well at the state meet?
I think we've all mostly done the work. We have another hard workout tomorrow, so we're putting the work in still.
We're gonna do it, and we gotta do it TikTok.
I think mentally, we just have to know that we have put in the work and that we just need to push through the hard times, especially at state.
Congrats, Lila.
Thank you.
We're here with PCM's Allie Hillsbeck after just qualifying for the state cross country meet here at the state qualifier at Pella Christian. Just talk about what this means to you.
It's really important to me.
Your team had a really good showing. Talk a little bit about the team's efforts here at the meet.
We all worked really hard to get here. We worked hard at all of our practices, and
what are you most looking forward to about state cross country this year?
I'm looking forward to running it with my team and trying to get a new PR and our team advancing, because last year we got 7th overall, I think. So I'm hoping that we can advance and get maybe top 3 or top 5. But
and you've quickly become one of the strongest runners on the team this year. You know, what do you feel that you have done specifically to be able to get to that point?
Hitting workouts really hard, taking my nutrition seriously, valuing my sleep, and really just my team has helped build my confidence. My coaches have helped me.
Congrats.
Thank you.
here with Owen Osterhaus from PCM after just qualifying for the state cross country meet here at the state qualifier hosted by Pella Christian. Let's talk about what this means to you.
It means a lot to me. It means everything to me. Being able to qualify after ending pretty disappointing last year. This feels amazing.
How special is it to be a first time state qualifier now?
Feels really special. Like, yeah, everything. Remember it for the rest of my life.
You know, you have been, you and the entire boys team have been really consistent this year and really good. What do you feel has kind of been the recipe to that?
Just pushing each other and being able to hold the paint and keep pushing.
Where do you feel that you have improved as much from a runner from your freshman year now to now?
I think I've been a lot more confident in myself, knowing that I could push these next 2 miles instead of, like, just hammering out the first mile and just dying.
What do you feel that you need to do to have a really strong race up there at the state meet?
Hurt more, be more confident, know I can do well, and just withhold the pain.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Here with Cash Fisher from PCM after just qualifying for the state cross country meet here at Pella Christian. Talk about what this moment means to you.
It means a lot. First time qualifying for the state, or for the state meet individually, and as well as a team in I don't know how many years, if we even have. So it means a lot.
You and the entire boys team has been pretty consistent this year and pretty successful. What do you feel has kind of been the recipe to that, to make that happen?
It's really been our accountability. We've been holding each other accountable on days that we don't actually have practice, but we still run together. Long runs, we make sure we don't slow down or go too fast. So it's really the chemistry we have as a team.
Where do you feel that individually as a runner you have improved the most from years prior to now?
It's been the second mile. I've always had my kick. That's been my signature thing. But it's mentally staying in the race, the whole race, and not checking out that second mile and having a 40-second split difference, then keeping it to that 10 or 20 second.
What has it kind of meant to you to, you know, now kind of take this number one role spot on the team and kind of been a real leader for this team?
Honestly, it doesn't mean too much to me because if they beat me, I don't really care. We're a team through and through. We kind of talk about this a little bit. We don't really have like a number one runner. We have four number two runners or four two and three runners. It's just all staying that time spread just really close. So it just means about having a team, really.
Well, Cash, what do you got to do to run really well up there at the state cross country meet?
Stay in it, stay in a pack, stay attached, and obviously have that kick. It's a long finish. So
thanks, man.
Stay smart.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
Once again, that was members of the PCM Boys and Girls State Qualifying Cross Country teams joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports page. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Clayton Sampson.